y'all look familiar.
Thank you.
Finally came out and told me, you don't want me around. You're tired of me, baby. Can't be seen with no clown. You say you got a new man set to take my place. And had the disrespect of flaunting in my face. Tell me, Daddy, that was way back when. You think you might do better if I would take you back again? Hoping and praying that it's not too late. I'll take you back. Yeah, I'll take you back. When rats learn how to fly and winos don't get high, I'll take you back. Thank you. So peace be with you, Don. Good luck and happiness. No hard feelings, baby. I wish you only the best. But believe me when I tell you, and remember when I say, best not hold your breath, girl. Waiting for the day I'll take you back. Sure I will. I'll take you back. When the sun refused to shine, I'll take you back. When no means yes and more means less, I'll take you back. When snow is hot and fire is not, I'll take you back then. When water ain't wet and George W. pays off the national debt, I'll take you back then. Take you back. Let me just check the calendar. Twelfth will never be good for me. What? Have your people call my people. I'll take you back. You come on back, baby. I'll take you back, honey. When your mama too tired to talk and the dead get up and walk, I'll take you back, girl. When fools don't fall in love and Michael Jackson puts on the other glove, I'll take you back. Be any minute now, I think. Yeah, I'll take you back, baby. When the preachers on TV start sending cash to me, I'll take you back. You can come on home if you can wait that long. I'd rather be stuck in some dark hollow where the sun refused to shine. Let it be here alone, I don't know that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Can you fly on down the track? Well, I'm going away. Thank you. stuck in some dark corner where the sun refused to shine, than to be stuck in New York City in a small room with you on my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, carry me far on down the track. Well, I'm going away, I'm leaving today, I'm going up, I ain't coming back. Nancy Josephson. With Jeff Weiser playing the fiddle. With Sidney Tenner. Bob Taylor playing the bass. And Bobby Bearcat Tangrea playing the mandolin. Play against the dealer because you know the odds won't ride with you. You'll never leave your woman alone. With friends around to steal her, years are gambled, lost like summer wages. So we'll keep rolling home till we get to Vancouver and the woman I love is living there. It's been 6 long months or more since I've seen her. Maybe gamble, lost like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all down on Main Street, the dreams of the seasons will spill down on the floor. All the big stands of timber already fallen, and the hustlers sitting watchfully as they wait there at the door. It's all work on those toe bowls in my slippery city shoes, which I swore I'd never do again. But through the great fog-bound straits where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages. Thank you. Three guitars, and we didn't rehearse it, but we're going to do it anyhow. Thank you. This is a pre-release party. I finished the first CD I'd done in 17 years. They got some of it. And there's one song on there that I had never, ever sung for anybody. I learned from an old 78 record of a man named Texas Alexander. He sang it, and one of my favorite guitar players, Lonnie Johnson, played it. One of the people I'm working with asked me to play it tonight, so I like it. Accuse me of murder, Lord, murder. And I never harmed a man. I never harmed a man. Thank you. like it's just raining more and 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 more. Josephson, and the cherubim tonight are Laurie Lewis, Carol McComb, and Linda Ronstadt. We'll do a few more tunes for you. Who do you think is famous? Whoever you think, and they ain't famous. I'll tell you who's famous. Mo Diddley is famous. Because when everybody else is gone, somebody plays this beat and say, oh, that's Mo Diddley's beat right there. I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I wear a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a house at the roadside, made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a chimney up on top, made out of human skull. Come on, take a walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love, baby? Who do you love? Who you love? You know the night was dark and the sky was blue. Down the alley a meat wagon flew. They hit a bump and somebody screamed.
You ought to hear just what I sing.
Now who do you love, baby? Now who do you love? Now who do you love, darling? Oh, who do you love? gold was fit for a necktie. I got a house at the roadside, made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a chimney up on top, made out of human skulls. Come on, take a walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love, baby? Tell me who you love, baby. Who do you love? Who do you love now? Who do you love? Look at me when I talk to you. Look at me when I talk to you. Look at me when I talk to you, baby. Look at me when I talk to you now. Oh, well. Just come in on a midnight special. Well, how about that? The car broke down in Memphis Bay. Stopped dead in its tracks. Terrible fight. I gave my promise to be home with you. By Saturday night. I just called to tell you that I need you. just come to tell you how I feel. I feel like someone I'm dead. I lost my got to tell you. to testify about my love. I'm here to testify, Lord, about my love. My love for you. Good people, I've got a lover who will stay right by my side. No matter what it is that this bad old world throws my way. And all I want out of this life is to keep that one woman satisfied. Because it's right by my side. Well, then I want her to stay. And if I come home late in the evening, or the middle of the night, I know I'll find her there. I won't say that we don't argue, because that girl can put up a hell of a fight. But I know whatever I do, wherever I go in this wide world, that she'll always care. And I want to testify.
Testify about my love.
I want to testify.
Testify about my love.
Testify.
Testify about my love.
Well, 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 my love for you. Sing the song for me, too.
Testify about my love.
We got Brett Davis tonight. And Sharon Gilchrist to join us. Welcome to the flowers.
Testify about my love.
Get this one out of the choir.
Testify about my love.
Don't they sing it good? I say, don't they sing it good? Well, don't they sing it good? Them singing is about the only good reason I got for singing this damn song. Because the truth is, at one time I had that kind of love. I had the kind of love that would make a man swim an ocean, you know, climb mountains, hike across Death Valley, buy feminine products. I had the real thing, you know. But you know, my dumb ass, I had to fuck with it. It wasn't enough to be in it and live in it. You know, I had this dumb attitude like love is some kind of like a bus stop. You know, I let this one go by, another one be along another 15 minutes or so. You know, generally it don't work that way. You know, and I'm a musician. I stay out late. At first she didn't complain to nothing. You know, actually she never complained. I'd stay out late. I might be gone for days at a time. She never said a word. Finally, I woke up one morning.
Testify.
Now, I'll tell you the truth. I woke up one afternoon.
Testify about my love.
She was standing there with the shirt I put in the laundry. Had lipstick on.
Testify about my love.
Sit there like this, she said. David, you can't do me like this.
Testify about my love.
And I said,
testify about my love. Testify about my love.
You don't own me.
Testify about my love.
Anybody out there ever said or had said to them, you don't own me? Can I get a witness? Anybody? Well, let me give you fair warning. That is some dumb shit, that you don't know me shit.
Testify about.
But you know, she didn't yell, she didn't cry. She'd make a scene.
Testify.
The truth is, she didn't say but one word. She looked at me, she said,
testify.
Right. That's all she said. Wasn't all she did. She went directly to the closet and got out them spike heels, you know the ones I'm talking about. Called knock me down, fuck me heels, you know the ones? She got them things out, she got out that tiny mini skirt, the one that looks like a wide belt. See-through blouse. And she hit the town, Jim. And I couldn't say anything about it either, could I? I couldn't say nothing. I hope that none of you have ever had the painful experience of finding yourself in a room, working a room, where the most beautiful woman in it is your woman, and she working it too. That's painful. And it got to be some kind of dumb contest. I scale later, she scale later, I scale later, she scale later. Finally, the woman started coming home in different clothes than she left with, and I know something is sure going on now. I know what's going on is this. What's going on is this. The woman learned two things. She learned two things. There's two things the woman learned. She learned two things. The first thing she learned was that she could get men a whole lot easier than I could get women. That was the first thing she learned. The second thing she learned was that she didn't need my hair white in that apartment for any reason whatsoever under God's great sky. I come home one night, find everything I want in brown Safeway bags outside the door. New locks. So long, sucker. I miss you. Goodbye. Understand why this is not the very easiest song for me to sing. You know, playing music is supposed to be about telling the truth, so I had to write a verse of a tell the truth. I'm going to sing a new verse. I got a new verse. I'm in love with a woman, people, who once loved me, but now I'm just one of her toys. It's all my own fault, a blind man could see. I bet it hides me to know that I'm just one of the boys. Yes, but that's a pain I know I can live with. If it's what I have to do, love, to be near her and part of her life. She can have all the cheap men she wants to and still have my love too. I got no pride no more, because I know someday she wants true love and I will make her my wife. Girl, I'll be your father.
Father,
I'll be your brother.
Brother,
I'll be your baby.
Baby,
and your lover.
And your lover. Guess
about my love. My love for you. You know, sing this song.
Testify about my love.
You guys, the band were on me when I told them I might want to
testify
do this too. I used to live in the Bay Area, and I said, David, are you nuts? She could be out there.
Testify about my love.
Well, she ain't out there. I already checked it out.
Testify about my love.
But if you're ever at a show and this woman is there, I'll tell you how you never recognize her right away. You see a drop-dead gorgeous woman.
Testify.
Dressed. You understand? No damn Indian bedspread. No tie lashes. She had the fine vines on. She come with a guy who looked like a major league ball player, you know. No neck or nothing, like Jose Canseco, you know. Some guy, he'll be dressed too. And they'll sit right there in front and talk through every damn song I sing too. I know. She'd be poking the guy next to her saying, look at that fool up there begging for what I'm sitting on. I know she will, but I don't care if she does. Because I want a woman to know from now on I'm a new man. From now on, I won't play those games no more. From now on, if you want to see my face, hear the sound of my voice, feel the touch of my hand, or turn a company for just a few short hours, you don't have to write me no letter. You don't have to call me on the telephone. I don't need a damn telegraph either. All you have to do is think about me, baby. Just think about me, darling. And before you can say my name out loud, I'll be there. I'll be there for you, baby. I'll be there. Like the stars in the sky, the sand in the seashore, I'll be there. Like a hare in a grilled cheese sandwich, I'll be there. And look, I don't care what it is you need to use a man for, baby. Maybe you need to use a man to do your laundry or walk your dog. Maybe you need a man to write your rent check. I don't care what it is you need to use a man for, baby. It's a woman's man you use a man. I want you to use me, baby. Use me. Use me, darling. Use me, baby. I guess I made a shrew of my wife. My duty clear, I could always find a way to shirk it. I dreamed away the best years of my life. And you know, it seemed like only this morning I went up into the mountains. No word of warning, just her usual curse. Verse of this, but we got what's called a hard close here. We're going to have to get out of here. And there's something I think I have to say that's more important than the verse. The song is it's about Rip Van Winkle, more or less. It's or about a musician coming off the road. We both experienced the same thing. You look around, everything that's familiar looks different. If I sang the song my hometown, I used to think it was about that town, never about that town. But when I sing it these days, about my country. There's things I don't recognize anymore. I was raised in the United States where we had something called habeas corpus that set us apart from police states. Children, we don't have that anymore. I could go on and on. People would think I'm attacking the administration. I'm not real happy with what they did, but I'm frightened of what's going to happen next. Okay, the Democrats are in power now. There's a very funny thing when rights are taken away and power is given to the executive, the next guy uses it too. If you're a Republican and you believe that George Bush wouldn't abuse the power he's got, what about the next guy? Because it's still going to be there. The greatest danger facing us may not be Iraq. It may be the loss of our uniqueness here. And I can't understand why people are not running through the streets yelling. I can't get it. I don't understand. The applause is very nice, but it's not as nice as doing something. And I really hope that whatever party you belong to, you'll think about this. Think about the future. Think about who's going to have this power. And do something about this, because we're all in great danger. Our country is in great danger. Where are the men that I used to sport with? What has become of my beautiful town? Both my old friends, even you.